Hello, curious ones. Welcome back to Route 37 Podcast, where I take you on a winding ride of my stories and your stories. Welcome. Getting back to reading my journals out loud with a wee bit of commentary as I continue my healing. July 13th, 2022. Hemingway writes, "Write hard and clear about what hurts." Really? I am struggling to figure out what part hurts the most, and furthermore, how can I be clear about it? All those hard truths. Sure is a bitter pill to swallow. The last couple days have been emotionally intense. I am weepy over it all. Seems like every 5 minutes. Better back up to see where I'm at here, because there was a big gap in writing. Stay tuned. I better pause. So there was a large gap in me writing in this particular journal. It goes from, which looks like July 2019 to now we're at July 2nd, 2022, and this has to be after Dum Dum left me high and dry. So in that time, I started a website, started a business, a new floral business in the lower half of our home. And on the day of my grand opening for that business, I got home early from a web designer meeting. I guess it was pre-launch. And Dum Dum and his friends were loading his trailers and moving out. I caught him taking everything and interrupted his plans. The police were called. But wow, what a slap in the face that was. He left me a love note even that morning. What a covert narcissist. We had taken our last trip to Florida. We took Isabel to Florida for spring break. And I knew it was over then. Like over. And so this would have been right after Father's Day of June 2022. So this is me writing or starting to write again after Dum Dum's departure. July 2nd, 2022. I am free from Dum Dum, my own Independence Day. Today marks 23 years that my mom has passed. Wow, I am smiling again. I picked up the last of his shit. And then packed the, I don't know, I'm all over the place here. I hit the road early. I am on my way to the beach. What a glorious morning. The waves are so soothing. I have my area all set up for the day. I walked the beach and found the mother lode, and all puns intended, of driftwood. Yay! So glad I decided to grab that sled. Oh, there was shit that he didn't get, and there was this utility sled that I hid so he couldn't take it. So glad I had that sled to haul all my beach goodies. What a find. Usually don't find much at these heavily populated beaches, but today was a good day. I ate my watermelon and took phenomenal pics, made bracelets on the beach. It's 11 a.m. and it's starting to fill up. Ought to be full soon, with it being the holiday weekend. I'm going to relax, read, and do my word search in honor of my mama. And I am looking most forward to my first lunch date alone. I ate at the deck. It was amazing. It's a fun little beach cafe. I love this little beachside barbecue. I'm going to have fries and a tequila sunrise and head home to putt around. I made a promise to myself that I would go back to all the places where Dum Dum and I went with a smile on my face, all the places that he made me cry. Like every single fucking vacation, date night, he had to ruin. And I'm not even exaggerating. It was like he just got off on seeing my letdown. And trust me, I tried to be excited and uplifting for every single one, because the one thing that I'm addicted to is hope. My first entry of that promise. Dum Dum, you did not steal my light. I will continue to shine long after you have gone from my life. You were toxic every single day of our life and time together. I do not miss being on eggshells with you. Driving here, I do not miss your angry energy. I did not miss your fake ass attempts. I did not miss your small talk over nothing, because he could not talk about fucking anything. I smiled the whole way to the beach. Wow. Freedom. July 6th, 2022. I deserve better than being left penniless. Dum Dum truly is a monster to his very core. And no one at this point seems to care. I am sad to tears often of this fact. I will tell my story, and it will bring me abundance in this lifetime. I am perplexed as to why Dum Dum feels so entitled to destroy me or other souls. His internal self-hate must run very deep. I will rise and heal with grace and with love in my heart, no matter the roller coaster ride to come. I will prevail. Dum Dum will receive all of his karmic dues. I trust the universe will come through for me and him. I am strong and smart, and I see unlimited abundance coming for me. I deserve to see actual justice finding Dum Dum. I will come out on top. July 2nd, 2022. Rereading my words of Dum Dum and our shit show of a life together is a grim tale of how not only now that Dum Dum's game or Dum Dum is gone shows great promise. I feel sick to my stomach when I reread my words. I feel so empowered now that Dum Dum is gone. I feel so much anger when I think about how Dum Dum has lied, controlled, and manipulated. My persona is wounded. I'm angry at how I know he talks about me to other people. I'm angry that his flying monkeys believe his lies. I am angry at his enablers. I am excited to receive my large sum of money off the sale of our home, since it was all my money that bought it. Well, the down payment anyway. And since we weren't married when we bought the house, I got that all back due to Michigan law and divorce court. I'm excited to receive justice. I deserve to have justice in this court system, which I did not get. Even my lawyer, boy, there'll be a whole podcast about the piece of shit, Brad, I'm coming for you, lawyer, who literally said to me, "Why did you stay then?" Really? To an abused woman, you're going to say that? And there's so much more. So I'm sure it's further along in my journal. So we'll get to that. I will win, and my truths will expose Dum Dum and the monster he truly is. You never deserve to be abused, Jen. Not ever. I am here to take my power back. The last couple days have been emotionally intense. I am very weepy over it all. It seems like every 5 minutes I am having a breakdown. I went to bed pre-full moon with an 8-hour cord-cutting sleep meditation to help this energetic detachment practice. I am going to find another one and keep at it for 37 days, which I did. Every day I will be mindful and do my best to rid myself of these unwanted energies daily. I woke up early feeling a tad lighter. However, I still find dumb scenarios unwittingly entering my mind. Still, I'm in a chippier mood though. I got up, got dressed, and I went to the pot store and the grocery store. I felt good about my purchases. I went to the post office and mailed out my cousin's pretties, I'm no longer speaking with. She was a two-faced flying monkey. I don't miss her either. I'm reading on. Put gas in the car, another day in paradise. I tell ya, either way, I will love this space. Dum Dum will not, I repeat, not steal any more of my headspace or ever deny me ever again. I am safe now. My abundant seeds are growing. I feel the fruits of my labors. Soon I'll be ready for harvesting. Jen, you've got epic good things ahead of you. Your way is coming soon. You deserve unlimited abundance that is coming to you. Glad to be home on this calm summer day. I will miss this home. I will miss the magic I created here. Thank you, house, for always loving me. Your solitude is exactly what I've needed. I will remember you fondly. I did love that house. And I'm glad I got to stay in it till the very end and say goodbye and do all the things that I needed to do. I laid in the sun so much on that glorious deck. Just finished sun time. I did a really good cord-cutting meditation. I could tolerate the narrator. Some sound way too robotic for me. I feel lighter and fuller at the same time. Less emotional baggage and energy blockages. And I feel full of light where the leaks were at. The cord cutting attachment meditation seems to be working. I feel like I am more unplugged from the bad memories. And I feel Dum Dum's cords cutting daily. I am glad I made time for that today. So here's where it gets to John. Hi, John. So John is a Facebook friend it would have been May of 2022 when I was getting ready for Hippie Fest. He friend requested me and then sent me a message. And this is when Dum Dum and I had just got back from Florida that March and we're sleeping in separate bedrooms and knew that, you know, this was coming. Even though he was still bringing me coffee, writing me love letters, but begging me to stay while I'm listening to him fucking whack off to really angry porn in the middle of the night. What a sick, twisted fuck. That's just one of many things that I'm sure I won't even be able to touch on everything. Maybe unless I come across the reading that I can give it a little bit of backstory like I am now. So John really was a great friend during all of this. Somebody to just talk to. Just a good male friend. John texted that he was thinking about me while I was busy as fuck. Not sure if I buy that guy through and through. Because again, I'm just mistrustful of everyone. He has made a few detail slip outs. By me, none of us are perfect. No, but at this juncture, when things start not adding up or aligning with previous conversations, then my senses are a bit heightened, as he should fucking know. But whatevs, I appreciate him thinking of me for whatever that entails. He really has proved himself, so this was just, I'm sure, me being insecure and just not trusting anybody. I went through Facebook and unfriended any remaining friend links to Dum Dum and or just weeded out the fishy ones. Why be friends if you never react to my stuff? Bye, you're out. 2:27 in the afternoon, debating if I want to eat today or not, or do a full moon fast. Perhaps not 72 hours, just a day off. Weird day. I am wanting to stay busy and not do a fucking thing. God damn it. Sit with it, Jen. Just sit with it. July 15th, 2022. Yesterday was a good day. Sister Michelle came and got me in to a few forward movement things. Went to the bank. All good news there. Dum Dum finally paid the house payment. And hearing my story, two sweet banker men, Matt and Kyle, paid my $200 credit card payment for me. That was really nice of them. I was blown away by the kindness. I gave Michelle my wedding ring to put on consignment at a jeweler in Grand Rapids, and I found out Dum Dum has a new phone. So I can call and have his service shut off on my plan. So we'll get back to the wedding ring, because that is a big part of my story as well coming up. July 16th, 2022. I have done four cord cutting meditations while sleeping. Strangely, I am noticing a difference, yet Dum Dum is still within my mind, not so much in a weepy way anymore. I just want justice. In a way, and I'm going to win in a big kind of way. I am not a fan of maneuvering these tricky waters of being all over the place emotionally. I am doing really well, though. Each day is different here. I trust that it will end in my favor. I will accept that I will not ever personally get the answers. They will just always lead to more questions. My time with Dum Dum was exactly what it was, no more, no less. Yesterday, I celebrated my good week with four fish tacos, baked fresh salmon on a cedar plank, fresh salsa and extra cilantro with vegan cheese on a corn tortilla. So good. I found during eating, I was missing being with somebody and enjoying a meal together. I still kind of miss that. Not with him, but just somebody in general. I miss cooking. I miss having a kitchen. I have so much to offer a life partner, but even alone, I am the entire package. I sat with my feelings and enjoyed my delightful creations, and I made more pretties while jamming out to music. I was in bed early watching my crime shows. To numb the loneliness, fell asleep to a cord cutting meditation. Woke up early. Even with all that cord cutting, Dum Dum is still on my mind. I envision us at court. Me, silent, not giving Dum Dum any reactive supply while the judge awards me all the proceeds of the sale of the house for all my pain and suffering. I trust justice will prevail for me. I think I heard his truck last night in the wee hours. Who the fuck knows anymore? He was watching and having people stalk me. That was not an easy time being in that house alone. I feel like I am being perpetually watched, which I was, by him and many of his flying monkeys. I was. Cray, cray, go away. No one needs you here. July 17th, 2022. Another deep sleep cleanse of cord cutting. I am getting my energy back. I was up early, Facebooked, got my ass up and went out and did more yard work. Feels good to have the energy to put into moving forward and getting the house prepped for curb appeal and to let the universe know that I am vested either way. It's looking good. Ate a great lunch. It is a late afternoon, wrapped up the yard work, and it looks like rain. Gonna make a few keychains or watch some healing videos for practice. I know I'm on the right track with She Sighed Yes. That's the name of my book. She Sighed Yes. And when Dum Dum proposed to me in West Virginia. And this man, and I don't really give two shits if you can't spell, but if you're lying about it. I remember when we were dating, his spelling was impeccable. Like, wow. And then it slowly started like, what in the world? Is this two different guys texting me? And when he proposed, which he made a big deal about it, we went to West Virginia. And even then, his rental car fell through, which I think he did on purpose. So we had to take my car. Like, whatever. And I kind of knew he was going to propose there. Either way, so when I said yes, he wrote with markers that he had brought. It was this roadside park in the mountains where he proposed in West Virginia, that he wrote on one of the wooden stumps, she sighed yes. He spelled said S-I-D-E. So it's been a long running joke, and that will be the name of my book, or at least a chapter. She sighed yes. I know I'm on the right track with the she sighed yes. With my proceeds from the house, I am going to travel and record without Dum Dum. I can't wait to go truck shopping and pull into my little store. So I was planning with all my intentions on what I was going to do and how I was going to open a plant store after my trip to the Keys to reclaim every single Florida key where he made me cry. July 18th, 2022. Another glorious day so far here at the B&B on Briggs. I feel my life force returning. I was up early again after a night of cord cutting. Totally sticking with it. Where Dum Dum is out of my mind. That's okay. It's not a bad thing to grieve. I am grateful for the time here, and I'm proud of how I made it through. Thank you, Dum Dum. You didn't break me. I worked hard on the yard, sweated my ass off. Little by little, the house is shaping up with curb appeal. I hope Dum Dum and his flying monkeys see that I'm not broken up about his departure. Bye. I wonder what's up with not hearing from the lawyer. I guess it's on Monday. Should be soon. Did a load of laundry and got the trash bin ready to take to the end of the driveway tonight. Debating to whether to wait till morning in case Dum Dum wants to do something stupid. I made myself some mushroom tacos for dinner. So good. Wow, who knew? I sent John a picture and asked him to join me for some Monday tacos. He replied, I was wifey material. Yikes. Indeed I am. Probably what got me into this fucking material mess that I am maneuvering right now. At any rate, he is fun to chat with. I need a male friend right now. He fits the bill at the moment. I am feeling sexy, I dare say. My drive is returning. I literally notice that my tongue isn't plastered to the roof of my mouth, and my body is eternally relaxing finally. I know this lesson is going to catapult me into a new realm of unlimited love and abundance, to the likes of which I have never experienced. And like my friend John says, I deserve every bit of that cosmic cock, my words, coming my way. Yeehaw. Yes, I fucking do deserve all good things coming to me. July 19th, 2022, up and at it. Up early, slept great. Up early as usual. I think I was outside doing yard work by 7:30 a.m., still sweated my butt off. The yard is looking so good. I got ready to venture to the gas station and to the Aldi and the pot store. Oh, and the crystal store in Hastings to pick up my pretties that I am done trying to sell there. I hope she makes it. Small business is tough these days. My vibe says she's struggling. Yeah, I'm reading forward. La, I did buy two new crystals. Aw, and one of them, I'm still wearing my bra. That's cool. My third eye is on fire and so on point. Not even my decline card at Aldi shook me today. I am healing, so ready for these next chapters. God, that must have been a decline card. Yikes. I got the waterfall plugged in. Dum Dum made a little rock pond waterfall. I hope he's driving by close enough to see that the yard looks great. I hope he sees the smiley faces. I took and stapled smiley faces to all the trees in our yard because in the house, there was a back road and a front road that he could drive by both ways to see and spy on me. So I put things on the trees to let him know that I seen that he was driving by. Bluffside and Brigside. Good riddance, fucker. I am smiling. I ate watermelon and veggie chips. Yum. And a big salad. I am so very grateful for this time to recharge. I will miss my house. I learned so much about myself here and for about Dum Dum for that matter. I leveled up living here. I will always remember this land fondly. I made this place a home. My magic will remain here. My energy, my signature will always be felt in this home. I was set free here. Thank you. I hope my laptop is okay. It went black while I was videoing and I had to plug it in. We shall see. It did not recover. So there was a power surge in the neighborhood. I lost my laptop. The neighbor lost his generator. Whatever. Seems like we were running on dirty power there, but that's neither here nor there. And the power was always out. So this is what it's talking about. July 20th, 2022, 1:37 p.m. And there goes the power. Well, I know the bill was paid. It's clear, it's sunny, breezy day. Things seem a bit peculiar. Just like yesterday afternoon, I felt a power surge in the electric, and the laptop took a shit. Still a bu bit bummed about that. Seriously, what the fuck? It was an expensive laptop, too. Waiting to hear the generator hum in the neighborhood to make sure somehow it ain't just my house. I was outside enjoying some hammock time in the sun, so relaxing, taking selfies, feeling pretty again. I swear, much longer than Dum Dum would have. Taking selfies, feeling pretty again. I swear, much longer with Dum Dum, I would have died. No shit. I cannot wait for the day that toxic Dum Dum years to be eradicated from my mind. I am tired of my mind making out false scenarios of his evilness, although already I get it. I made a terrible mistake loving that man. The lessons were learned. They were priceless, though. And it wasn't a total wash. We had many adventures together. I seen a lot of sights while being loved bomb and abused in a difficult cycle. Poor Dum Dum, he will never be able to just be. He will always need to plot, scheme, and get a supply. His life truly is heartbreaking. The generators are running now, not just me. Got a text stating at 3:30 was the estimated time for the power to come back on. My phone is at 48%, LOL. I am already having a smidge of anxiety. I wanted to edit some pics. I guess I will wait. Been that kind of vibe anyway today. I am gonna find a little snack. It's crazy how a lack of minimal stimuli can have an effect on one's mood. I feel an urgency to be seen, to communicate with like-minded others that are interesting and full of knowledge. I want to be at leisure with no worries creeping into my mind.